Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up all your lights now. This is the show that can be heard only in the dark.
Night Owls Radio.
With your host, Miss X.
Cobwebs. That's what you choke your way through. Scraping my talons, that is. I should say scraping the talons. Along the cold marble coffin to bring you another episode. Up past the midnight hour now. Not just as usual into the midnight hour. On Blog Talk Radio. Where else? And where else? But Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
Yay, it's our Christmas special tonight. Bet this isn't what you're seeing on the regular network. Now, is it? First of all, this was so wonderful. I have got to share. First of all, though, that was going to be first of all, but of course, first of all is I have to remember to turn to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east as I broadcast live tonight all over this planet we call Earth on a show where we discuss and expose all the oddities of this planet we call Earth. But why are we on this little planet in particular? I have my theories. Things that seem strange, things that seem weird here aren't really weird. As we step out of the old wooden shack, broadcasting live from the old wooden shack, out here into the dark, sort of inky gray night air, and there's some people yelling from the pub down and across the street. You probably can't hear that on there, but they are. And some nice gold Christmas lights for our Christmas special. Christmas. Now, before I forget, sort of the wacky story of the week. I was doing a lot of acting before, just right, maybe a couple hours or less before going on air tonight. And I have to share. I have to quickly share with you, my loving audience, you chiller thrillers, that, because it's so interesting. I got up to go to work. Where else work? I couldn't sleep. You know, being so many years old and having to crawl out of my white marble coffin as Dracula's mane squeeze to do this show as Dracula's mane squeeze, I had to go to work, and I couldn't sleep, you know, of course. So, I knew I had to get up around 5 a.m., so instead I finally got up at like 3:15 a.m., went to the old Art Bell archives somewhere online and found the Kreskin Show. Just wasn't even looking for it, came upon the Kreskin Show. If you don't know what the Kreskin episode is, oh my, from when Art Bell was doing his show way back, it was from 2002. And I mention it because I think that was the golden era of my listening to Art. Artie Bell, 2001, 2002. And in 2002, Kreskin went to the desert, supposedly, I don't know. And he was talking about that and how there was going to be this huge, big UFO sighting. UFO sighting, and Art got mad. And when Art was getting mad and they were playing this, it was so much fun to hear Artie Bell, And I just can't believe that he's gone. I really cannot. This, as we end the year 2018, I turn over here to the northeast, and I can just imagine that I feel a cool breeze, a cool wind blow. Yeah, so I think about, I can't believe how Artie Bell is gone. But he was sort of like being in battle, and you're turning over here to the northeast, and this little cold breeze blowing. I'm looking at one of my beautiful Christmas cards. The blonde angel hair, she's got blonde hair and a beautiful red dress and white wings. Well, so that was the Art Bell episode, Artie Bell yelling at Kreskin and talking about how he hardly ever banned anybody from the show, but telling him that he was banned now from the show after there was supposed to be a big gathering of people to see something to do with a big UFO sighting. But listening to that at 3:15 a.m. or 3:30 a.m. in a dark morning, very dark outside, right before you have to go to work, listening to that old episode, a little piece of it, was really, really fun. So thank you. In a way, in a same sort of way, it was fun. Our movie tonight, we have a special movie. Yes, it is Scrooge from 1935. I thought it was 1934. I think I have recommended this to you before, to watch this particular version of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens called Scrooge. Because it has some really, hear how grainy it is? Do you hear that? See how the recording's all going, like skipping? Because it's really, I had a really grainy old copy of on VCR back many years ago. And hear that music? That's the music they play throughout the film. And this is one of those films to fall asleep to. So fall asleep if you will. Fall asleep if you want to. But I absolutely recommend this 1934-35 version of Scrooge. Probably because you've never seen it before. And because it includes scenes which I believe are from the short story book, Christmas Carol, which I believe was a short story somebody pointed out online the other day. All the things you can learn online. But anyway, get your popcorn, get your soda, your dark, dark soda. Don't get any beer. Move on, do whatever. This will, on Christmas Day in particular, when you're really tired, this film will almost guaranteed to put you to sleep. But it includes scenes that, like I said, I believe are from the story that you don't normally see in A Christmas Carol movie. It includes the scene where they're at the ball, they're like at a ball, not Fezziwig's ball, but there's a party, a lovely dance ball going on. And the Lord Mayor of London is there, and everyone says, the Lord Mayor, you know, and the children are outside, I guess, so they could pretend they're going to the party. And you're going to the party. Let's listen. Mean Scrooge being mean as he has been through the centuries since the 1800s, bent over with his quill pen, mad because people are coming into his office talking about Christmas. Here it is, Scrooge. from 1935, the only Christmas special we do on Night Owls Radio, and the only one that includes ghosts at Christmas.
Ooh, get your little candle flickering.
Get your little candles flickering on your little table stool, like Bob Cratchit, as he's bending down now trying to get some flames going in that fireplace with the coal. So you're listening to Scrooge. Seymour Hicks was in it 1935.
Merry Christmas. Will you step in, please, sir?
Merry Christmas.
Scrooge and Marley,
my dear. Scrooge and Marley.
Is there anything I can do for you, sir? Well, if it is quite convenient, I should like to speak with a member of the firm. You wish to see me, I presume, sir? Yes. Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley? Mr. Marley has been dead these 7 years.
Oh.
Dead as a doornail, guy. 7 years ago. It's very nice.
Oh. We took the liberty of calling on you at your chambers, Mr. Scrooge, thinking that you would have finished business for the day, but we failed to make anyone here.
That's not surprising. I'm the only person who lives there.
Quite. Consequence we have called here.
At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge, it seems more than usually desirable to make some slight... You will be haunted by three spirits. Without their visits, you cannot hope to
see three spirits tonight.
You shall behold the visions of a...
That is what Scrooge was told.
Christmas
eating his disgusting cold soup
and a
tired, dark little room. Alone!
When the clock strikes...
The ghost of his partner, night. Marley, appears.
Marley! Look to see me no more.
Look
Marley.
To see me no more as the clock strikes one. In the morning, that is. The window closed by itself. Ooh. Ooh. All of it because white.
Enough. I am ready to make allowances beyond it.
Scrooge is covering his face in horror as he awaits the next spirit to visit. While he was covering his mouth, not his eyes.
Come in and know me better, man. I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look upon me. You have never seen the like of me before. Have never walked forth the youngest of my family. Meaning, I am very young. My elder brothers, born in those later years.
I don't think I have. I'm afraid I have not. Have you any brothers, spirit?
Scrooge is now taken to the cemetery with the last and scariest ghostly figure all in a dark cloak. Silent ghost.
Draw nearer to the stone at which you point.
And point to a headstone. Oh.
The shadows of the things that will be. Or are they the shadows of the things that may be?
I don't like that part. Until next time, what do I always tell you? I'll be back. I said I'll be back. Happy Scream.
Happy Scream.
You have been listening to Night Owls Radio, heard on blogtalkradio.com since 2008 for the past 10 years. Happy holidays. Thank you.